2 Samuel 19:11 through 20:13. Then King David sent word to Zadok and Abiathar the priests, saying, "Speak to the elders of Judah, saying, Why are you the last to bring the king back to his house? Since the word of all Israel has come to the king, even to his house, you are my brothers, you are my bone and my flesh. Why then should you be last to bring back the king? And say to Amasa, Are you not my bone and my flesh? May God do so to me, and more so, if you will not be commander of the army for me continually, in place of Job." So he turned the hearts of all the men of Judah as one man, so that they sent word to the king, saying, "Return you and all your servants." The king then returned and came as far as the Jordan, and the men of Judah came to Gilgal in order to go to meet the king, to escort the king across the Jordan. Then Shimei, the son of Gera, the Benjaminite, who was from Bahurim, hurried and came down with the men of Judah to meet King David. And there were 1,000 men of Benjamin with him, and Ziba, the servant of the house of Saul, and his 15 sons and his 20 servants with him. And they rushed to the Jordan before the king. Then they crossed the shallow places repeatedly to bring over the king's household, and to do what is good in his sight. And Shimei, the son of Gera, fell down before the king as he was about to cross the Jordan. And he said to the king, "May my lord not consider me guilty, nor call to mind what your servant did wrong on the day when my lord the king went out from Jerusalem, so that the king would take it to heart. For your servant knows that I have sinned. So behold, I have come today, the first of all the house of Joseph, to go down to meet my lord the king." But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, responded, "Should Shimei not be put to death for this, the fact that he cursed the Lord's anointed?" David then said, "What is there between you and me, you sons of Zeruiah, that you should be an adversary to me today? Should anyone be put to death in Israel today? For do I not know that I am king over Israel today?" So the king said to Shimei, "You shall not die." The king also swore to him. Then Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul, came down to meet the king, but he had neither tended to his feet, nor trimmed his mustache, nor washed his clothes since the day the king departed until the day he came home in peace. And it was when he came from Jerusalem to meet the king that the king said to him, "Why did you not go with me, Mephibosheth?" So he said, "My lord the king, my servant betrayed me, for your servant said, 'I will saddle the donkey for myself, so that I may ride on it and go with the king,' since your servant cannot walk. Furthermore, he has slandered your servant to my lord the king, but my lord the king is like the angel of God. Therefore, do what is right in your sight. For all my father's household was only people worthy of death to my lord the king. Yet you placed your servant among those who ate at your own table. So what right do I still have, that I should complain any more to the king?" So the king said to him, "Why do you still speak of your affairs? I have decided, you and Ziba shall divide the land." And Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him even take it all, since my lord the king has come safely to his own house." Now Barzillai, the Gileadite, had come down from Rogelim, and he went on to the Jordan with the king to escort him over the Jordan. Barzillai was very old, 8 years old, and he provided the king food while he stayed in Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. So the king said to Barzillai, "You cross over with me, and I will provide you food in Jerusalem with me." But Barzillai said to the king, "How long do I still have to live, that I should go up with the king to Jerusalem? I am now 80 years old. Can I distinguish between good and bad? Or can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Or can I still hear the voice of men and women singing? Why then should your servant be an added burden to my lord the king? Your servant would merely cross over the Jordan with the king. So why should the king compensate me with this reward? Please let your servant return, so that I may die in my own city, near the grave of my father and my mother. However, here is your servant, Shimham. Let him cross over with my lord the king, and do for him what is good in your sight. And the king answered, Shimham shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what is good in your sight, and whatever you require of me, I will do for you. All the people crossed over the Jordan, and the king crossed too. Then the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him, and he returned to his place. Now the king went on to Gilgal, and Shimham went on with him, and all the people of Judah and also half the people of Israel accompanied the king. And behold, all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, Why have our brothers, the men of Judah, abducted you, and brought the king and his household, and all David's men with him, over the Jordan? Then all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, Because the king is a close relative to us, why then are you angry about this matter? Have we eaten at all at the king's expense, or has anything been taken for us? But the men of Israel answered the men of Judah, and said, We have 10 parts in the king. Therefore we also have more claim on David than you. Why then did you treat us with contempt? Was it not our advice first to bring back our king? Yet the words of the men of Judah were harsher than the words of the men of Israel. Now a worthless man happened to be there whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjaminite, and he blew the trumpet and said, We have no share in David, nor do we have an inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, Israel. So all the men of Israel withdrew from following David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah remained loyal to their king, and from the Jordan even to Jerusalem. Then David came to his house in Jerusalem, and the king took the 10 women, the concubines whom he had left behind to take care of the house, and put them in custody and provided them with food, but did not have relations with them. So they were locked up until the day of their death, living as widows. Now the king said to Amasa, Summon the men of Judah for me within 3 days, and be present here yourself. So Amasa went to summon the men of Judah, but he was delayed longer than the set time which he had designated for him. And David said to Abishai, Now Sheba, the son of Bichri, will do us more harm than Absalom. Take your lord's servants and pursue him, so that he does not find himself fortified cities and escape from our sight. So Joab's men went out after him, along with the Sherethites, the Pelethites, and all the warriors, and they left Jerusalem to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. When they were at the large stone which is in Gibeon, Amasa came to meet them. Now Joab was dressed in his military attire, and over it he had a belt with a sword in its sheath strapped on at his waist, and as he went forward, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, Is it going well for you, my brother? And Joab took hold of Amasa by the beard with his right hand to kiss him. But Amasa was not on guard against the sword which was in Joab's hand. So he struck him in the belly with it, and spilled out his intestines on the ground, and did not strike him again. And he died. Then Joab and his brother Abishai pursued Sheba, the son of Bichri. Now one of Joab's young men stood by him and said, Whoever favors Joab, and whoever is for David, follow Joab. But Amasa was wallowing in his own blood in the middle of the road. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa from the road to the field and threw a garment over him when he saw that everyone who came by him stood still. As soon as he was removed from the road, all the men went on after Joab to pursue Sheba, the son of Bichri. Luke 17. Now he said to his disciples, It is inevitable that stumbling blocks come, but woe to the one through they come. It is better for him if a millstone is hung around his neck and he is thrown into the sea, than that he may cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times today, and returns to you 7 times, saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." But the Lord said, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Now which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him after he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and recline at the table to eat'? On the contrary, will he not say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you may eat and drink'? He does not thank the slave, because he did the things which were commanded, does he? So you too, when you do all the things which were commanded you, say, 'We are unworthy slaves. We have done only which we ought to have done.'" While he was on the way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, 10 men with leprosy who stood at a distance met him, and they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at his feet, giving thanks to him, and he was a Samaritan. But Jesus responded and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God, except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Now he was questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs that can be observed, nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the sons of man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, 'Look there,' or 'Look here.' Do not leave, and do not run after them. For just like the lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to the other part of the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things, and be rejected by this generation, just as it happened in the days of Noah, so it will also be in the days of the Son of Man." People were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, and they were being given into marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. It was the same as it happened in the days of Lot. They were eating, they were drinking, they were buying, they were selling, they were planting, and they were building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. It will be just the same on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, the one who will be on the housetop with his goods in his house must not go down to take them out, and likewise the one in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever strives to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will keep it. I tell you, on that night there will be 2 in one bed, and one will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be 2 women grinding at the same place. One will be taken, and the other will be left. 2 men will be in the field. One will be taken, and the other will be left." And responding, they said to him, "Where, Lord?" And he said to them, "Where the body is, there also the vultures will be gathered." 1 John 1. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. And the life was revealed, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was revealed to us. What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write, so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Proverbs 22, 1-10. A good name is to be more desired than great wealth. Favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and poor have a common bond. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent person sees evil and hides himself, but the naive proceed and pay the penalty. The reward of humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. One who guards himself will be far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he grows older, he will not abandon it. The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. One who sows injustice will reap disaster, and the rod of his fury will perish. One who is generous will be blessed, because he gives some of his food to the poor. Drive out the scoffer, and strife will leave. Even quarreling and dishonor will cease. Psalm 121. I will raise my eyes to the mountains. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Behold, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your protector. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not beat down on you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all evil. He will keep your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and your coming in, from this time and forever.